Louisiana Radio Network Sports. I'm Jeff Palermo. The Pelican season is over as Oklahoma City completed a sweep of New Orleans last night with a 97-89 win over the Birds. It was a rough series for Brandon Ingram, who only scored 8 points last night on 2 of 14 shooting. Ingram admits he didn't play well.
The worst that I've been in the New Orleans Pelicans uniform. I'm motivated by that. You know, I can go back and I can blame coaches. I can blame everybody else but myself. But, you know, I got to go look myself in the mirror and tell myself what I really need to do. How can I help this team?
The Pelicans will have to make a decision this summer on whether to offer Ingram a contract extension. College baseball action tonight. LSU hosts Grambling. Louisiana Tech looks for its third win over ULM on the season as the rivals meet in Monroe. The Nicholls Southern baseball game has been moved to Thibodeau. And Tulane and Southeastern Louisiana meet in New Orleans. LRN.
I'm Cleo Fields. I'm a local attorney. I work and live in Baton Rouge, so I know this community. For a free consultation, call 225-343-5377 or visit tcmlawoffice.com.
Responsible attorney, John Carbush, Baton Rouge, LA 2315065.
Tiger Rag Magazine subscribers are LSU fans in the know. Tiger Rag Magazine gives you exclusive stories, beautiful pictures, and behind-the-scenes insights. Subscribe today and be in the know at tigerrag.com.
This is Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser. Together, along with Keep Louisiana Beautiful, we want to thank you for stepping up to clean up Louisiana during Love the Boot Week. It was a huge success, with citizens young and old pitching in to pick up litter and helping make their community shine. Let's keep it up, Louisiana. Do your part every day. Never litter, and let Louisiana shine.
Appaloosas High School can once again say they are state champions in football. In February, the LHSAA stripped the school of its title over the alleged use of an ineligible player last season, but Coach Jimmy Zachary says an agreement with the LHSAA brings the title back to Appaloosas.
Shout out to the LHSA, man, because they didn't, you know, it could have went a whole other way, man. But, you know, cool heads prevailed and we came to a mutual agreement and, you know, we got our championship back. The kids got what they deserved. We got what we earned.
In December, Appaloosas won its first state championship in football when it defeated Cecilia 26-13. In late February, the LHSA stripped Appaloosas of its title. Zachary thanks the school board and St. Landry Parish Superintendent Milton Batiste, who had his back. In hockey, the Shreveport Mudbugs have advanced to the South Division Finals after winning their series over El Paso 3-2. They'll play Lone Star next. Louisiana Radio Network Sports.